Two higher ed institutions in Utah are bringing college courses to local state prisons. One of those programs was started 2 years ago by the University of Utah. This movement comes as U.S. congressional members are thinking about and working on criminal justice reform. KUER's Rocio Hernandez visited the Timpanogos prison in Draper to see what college education looks like behind bars.
Around 50 women in maroon-colored jumpsuits gathered on a Wednesday evening for a seminar on public spaces and homelessness. For the next hour and a half, a professor and the attendees had an open dialogue about what those subjects meant to them.
Public space is inclusive.
Yes.
But this seminar didn't take place in a typical college setting. Instead, it was held within the walls of the Timpanogos Women's Correctional Facility in Draper. The lecture was put on by the University of Utah's Prison Education Project, or UPEP. Dr. Erin Castro co-founded the program 2 years ago. She says she feels like this is important work.
As the public flagship institution, our role is to serve our state. It's to serve our community. And we either believe that incarcerated people are part of our community or we don't. And for far too long, we have believed that they're not.
Castro says in the past, Utah State and Brigham Young universities were offering college-level instruction in our state prisons, but those programs fizzled out. Today, only Salt Lake Community College and the U offer these classes.
We know that there's an interest, and so what I'm hoping UPEP does is it kind of revives that interest.
The program currently has 27 male and female students serving sentences for crimes ranging from kidnapping to homicide. This semester, UPEP is offering its female students a neuroscience course.
Do you guys have questions?
On a recent Thursday, the class did a quick review of materials from the previous class. Then the students opened their textbooks, ready for a new lesson.
When we're talking about brain rhythms and sleep, the first thing that is in the chapter and is good to talk about is EEG.
Student Joy Adams said in an interview earlier this fall that the program gives her something productive to do, and she loves learning.
I like also to call my family and tell my daughter and my mother, I'm taking this class. Can you believe it? Like, can you imagine? I'm in neuroscience right now, you know? And they get really excited.
The 45-year-old is learning about complex subjects in class, but her college transcript won't reflect that knowledge. That's because the prison program only offers non-credit classes. Castro says they want to take the program to the next level, but it comes down to a lack of support and funding.
Without some institutional sponsorship and some serious tuition subsidies, we would need a significant amount of money to get started.
Meanwhile, Republican U.S. Senator Mike Lee has also been thinking about the barriers that inmates face when accessing higher education. He's co-sponsoring a bill that would restore access to federal Pell Grants to people in prison. The money helps students pay for college.
And so if it were to pass, it would enable offenders to access educational opportunities that I believe, and many of my colleagues believe, could help reduce recidivism by giving people a path forward.
The bill was introduced in the House and Senate in April, but it's currently at a standstill. Lee says he's optimistic it'll eventually get traction because of the bipartisan support that a recent criminal justice bill received. President Donald Trump talked about the bill's passage at a forum in April.
We call it the First Step Act. I sort of like the idea of just calling it criminal justice reform. But first step is good because that allows a second step and a third step, and that's okay.
Back at the Timpanogos facility, student Joy Adams is hoping that the program will help her in the next step of her life. Adams, who identifies as an African-American and Navajo woman, is hoping to one day take all that she's learning back to her reservation.
We want to build like a youth center, my family does. I would be in charge of teaching life skills classes. That's my goal.
For now, Adams is hoping to someday complete her associate's degree. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.